I'm sort of thrilled that some of our crazy ideas about how to design a system for longevity actually proved to be, you know, proved viable. And you know, it's exciting because for the people who get most of the attention in the visual effects business, rightfully so, are the artists who work very, very hard to create, you know, this year's amazing effects or that year's amazing effects. So as an engineer, there's not a lot of opportunity to sort of acknowledge those things. And so I'm really excited that the Academy has this entire ceremony in the first place.
The name of this, of your creation is Voodoo, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Tell me about how that name came about.
Well, that was pretty funny. So we have, in 1995, there's a studio of 100 people working with their own animation system, and we proposed that we needed to write another one, which is an expensive endeavor for a small company. They agreed, and our plan to try to make the transition from the old software to the new software sort of as invisible and smooth as possible to the artists was we said what we're going to do is we're going to make it from the outside, we're going to try to make the software interface look just like the old one, but we're going to essentially rewrite everything on the inside. And somebody said it's sort of like taking a person and replacing their entire skeleton but not changing the person. And someone said, yeah, that's kind of a good metaphor for it. And I think one of my colleagues, Paul Newell, said that's some kind of crazy voodoo medicine that you're proposing there. And that's what landed the title, kind of the impossibility of our task at the outset became the name.
During the Oscar telecast, which is in March, they do make reference to the technical achievement awards that were given out at an earlier ceremony, and I believe occasionally they show some video from that. So, do you think you'll get any FaceTime on TV in March?
I would not count on it because this year there are something like 50 plus people being acknowledged, and yes, they always give a couple of minute nod to it. And there are some folks who are getting kind of lifetime achievement type awards in the science and technology domain as well, and I think they're the ones that probably will and should get the notoriety on the big telecast. But I'll certainly be watching because I generally watch that show.
As do millions of others. And now, do you get a gold statue, or is it something else?
We don't get statues, which is too bad because that would be sort of fun. We get a certificate, but my colleagues at Hampshire thought this was some kind of fun, and so they actually made me a statue, which was they took a Ken doll and painted it gold and mounted it on a little pedestal with little black glasses because some people call these awards the nerd Oscars. So they created this great little sort of nerdish golden statue for me that they gave me last week, which was really quite fun.